Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Hear it from the doctor with expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics. It's Healthy Children. Now, our favorite mom, Melanie Cole, MS.
You may want those perfect eyes for Halloween. You want the baby blue eyes, or you want some scary green or red eyes. Well, if you're using decorative contact lenses that did not come from an ophthalmologist, you may be putting your eyes at serious risk for harm. My guest is Dr. David Granit. He's a professor of ophthalmology and pediatrics at the University of California and the director of the Abraham Ratner Children's Eye Center in La Jolla, California. Welcome to the show, Dr. Granit. So tell us about decorative contact lenses, what teens and parents really need to know. What are decorative contact lenses?
Thank you so much for having me. It's so interesting because I didn't actually know that you could go online and order contact lenses that made your eyes look funky. From a pumpkin to scary, the way you described, you could put dartboards and you can put fire on your eyes with a contact lens. And kids think it's really cool and fun to do that for Halloween. Some kids do that all year long. But Halloween actually brings out the best or worst of us, if you will. So these are contact lenses that have not been fit to your eye. These are contact lenses that are made of unknown materials. These are contact lenses that have dyes and coloring in them that may not have been approved by the Food and Drug Administration for use in the eye, but they're still available to purchase.
Wow. You know, my eyes, when you're messing with the eyes, it is just so scary anyway. I'd never stick something that's foreign in my eyes unless I knew what I was putting in there. So how can they hurt our eyes? You mentioned dyes, and these things are not FDA approved. What can they do to our eyes?
Well, it comes in several different flavors. The first flavor is, you can imagine, for example, if you're wearing a pair of shoes that don't fit you, your toes rub, your heel rubs, and you start getting irritation. The same thing happens with a contact lens. If it's not curved and built to fit your eye, it will then start rubbing against your eye, and it can cause inflammation, corneal abrasions, which hurt, and can lead to even worse corneal infections, which become dangerous. So that's step one, just by having the wrong fit. Step two, the dyes and colorations, if they are not made appropriately for the eye, and they can actually cause all sorts of reactions, inflammatory reactions, your eye turns bright red, it can stain the cornea. You end up with a situation where you have a contact lens rubbing on the eye, abrading the surface of the eye, and now dyes getting into the cornea, which is supposed to be clear. There's none of that that's good. All of that is bad. And you're right. I think it's strange that people want to put things in their eyes that they have not had fit, but that they are just doing for fun. That's not the place to fun.
Well, I'll tell you what, Dr. Granit, as somebody who has had a scratch on my cornea, I can tell you it is so painful. You can't even look in one direction. You move your eyeball a half a millimeter, and it feels like knives shooting through your head. It is so incredibly painful.
You're so correct. The eye has more nerve endings in that little area than any other part of the body. It's so we can feel a little breeze of wind or dirt or dust coming into the eye and get our eyes closed. We're built to protect our eyes because they're so delicate. Anything that scrapes them hurts like a son of a gun.
It does.
It's not fun at all. It is bad. There are colored contact lenses and fashion contact lenses that some people wear. If you have brown eyes and you want to look green, or if you have green eyes and you want to look blue, you can get those fit properly with FDA-approved contact lenses and FDA-approved colors and FDA-approved dye through your ophthalmologist. That is absolutely available to people.
Okay, so, you know, people might hesitate, you know, parents or if a teenager wants to come and see you, for example, and say, I want, you know, green eyes instead of blue. I want to be able to put these in whenever I want, and not just for Halloween. Is this an expensive thing? Does it require a full eye exam and then a correct fitting of contact lenses? What's the process?
Yes, you hit the nail on the head. We do get some kids that want to come in and change their eye color. It's astonishing to me that somebody with green eyes wants to have blue eyes. And as a brown-eyed person myself, I would take, you know, any color. And I think that the ones who come in and don't need glasses or contacts for any other reason, I actually try and dissuade them quite a bit. And I tell them how wonderful their eyes look and how beautiful they are or how handsome they are and that it's really not necessary. And I talk to them about the things that can go wrong, even with properly fit contacts. Those kids who are wearing contact lenses or want these all need to have a full and complete eye exam. And they must be fit properly, and they must be trained on how to have their hands clean and what solutions to use to wear contact lenses. We get kids who come into the office, and they might be 8 years old, and they want to wear contact lenses. And you have to worry that they're not responsible enough to handle the contact lens. And that's really the key word. Now, it turns out that girls in my practice here in Southern California, and I'm not going to sound so politically correct right now, but girls tend to be responsible a little bit earlier than boys. And somewhere in early middle school, 11, 12 years old, girls come in, they're motivated, and they're responsible to wear contact lenses. Now, boys don't seem to be responsible to wear contact lenses until, I don't know, around 30 or 31.
Yeah, so, that's right.
So boys just don't bother. No. So boys are a little bit later. Their hands, I just hold their hands up, and if they've got dirt under their fingernails and their hands are all dirty, they're not ready. Usually it's either getting socially interested in the opposite sex or sports that drive kids to wear routine contact lenses, switching from glasses. But they need a full eye exam. And at that time, they want to try and have a little bit of fun with wearing colored contact lenses. That's okay if it's fit properly and they are FDA-approved contact lenses.
Dr. Grant, give us a little bit of 411 on lenses to begin with. Girls, as you said, we're so much more mature and most, for the most part, smarter. When we get our ears pierced, when we get our ears pierced, for the first, 6 months, you have to clean your ears every day. You have to turn the earrings. You really have to take care of those little ear holes so they don't get infected. With contact lenses, what's the procedure? You get new contact lenses. You fit them with contact lenses. How often do you wash them, take them out? How long do you leave them in those little solutions, those two little circular things that you put solution in? What's the process? We don't have a lot of time.
Okay. Yes, you have to be fit properly. You always have to keep your hands clean. You should never be touching these contact lenses without clean hands. If you have an infection, you should never put the contact lenses in. There are a series of different kinds of contacts. People should not be sleeping in contacts except in rare situations. When you close your eyes and sleep over a contact lens, you increase your risk for complications like corneal infections by a dramatic amount. For most teens here, we try and fit them with daily wear contact lenses, and we actually take away the whole system that you talked about with the solutions because we don't trust them. And so they throw contact lenses away each day, and they don't have to worry about having taken care of it, the case or the solutions. The cost is close to the other kinds because you don't buy solutions. There are some people who wear contact lenses that every 2 weeks or so they throw away, but each and every day they're taking them out. Those solutions, clean the lenses, make sure that you're putting something sterile and clean back into your eyes. The cases have to be thrown out on a regular basis. The solutions are changed, and you change the lenses on a regular basis also. So anywhere from every day you're getting a new lens to every 2 weeks to sometimes monthly, depending upon the kind of lens that you wear. Those are soft lenses.
Dr. Granite, in just 30 seconds, wrap it up for us on decorative contact lenses. 30 seconds, please.
Nothing should go into your eye that wasn't prescribed by a doctor. That's as simple as I can make it. Don't order it online. Don't put anything into your eye if it wasn't prescribed by a doctor. You are risking the health of your eye if you do so, and you only have two eyes. They need to last you the rest of your life. It's not worth it.
It certainly is not. That is great advice and great information. Parents, let your teens know that those decorative contact lenses can be so dangerous. And if you've ever had a corneal scratch, boy, you know that that's just the minimal part that you could do damage to your eyes. So see a doctor, get that checked out, and pay good attention to this. This year, listening to Healthy Children right here on Radio MD. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.